This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
New Kentucky Farm Bureau presidents and vice presidents gathered in Louisville in February to learn about their new role and be challenged to serve agriculture in their communities. Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says leaders from across the state attend the president's conference at the Gault House.
We have had our county volunteer leaders from every corner of the state come to Louisville to be a part of this conference. It's just been a tremendous time with these folks. We've really had a chance to learn from one another.
Bright says Farm Bureau leaders heard from American Farm Bureau Vice President Joby Young.
What a great opportunity for someone like him to meet with these grassroots leaders, get to know them, get to hear what's on their mind, and now that's going to go back to the American Farm Bureau, and that's going to help inform what they're doing.
They were also inspired by the music and message of Mark Lowry.
For a lot of folks who know the Gaither Vocal Band, he was with them for 8 years. He's a tremendous speaker. He has a wonderful story to share. He certainly is an incredibly talented person.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Todd Bright says President's Conference also includes breakout sessions for districts to compare notes.
The county leaders get together in their different areas, and they talk about what they're doing and sharing ideas and encouraging each other. And it's just wonderful to listen to what our folks are doing all around the state, how these county farm bureaus are so engaged in their community.
He adds the stories of service around the state are inspiring.
They talked about how county farm bureaus were responding during some times of disaster and really helped people understand what not only did they do, but what's possible during a disaster. And the love and care that our folks have for the people of Kentucky is just limitless.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.